Crossover. So there's like a Bats Maru Leo, and I forget the other character that's Mikey. You should look it up. They're actually pretty dope looking.
I thought that was fake when you sent it to me
dude,
at first.
Straight up legit, man. I want the Mikey one. It's pretty dope.
You're going to buy a bunch of McDonald's Happy Meals?
Yeah, I was trying to get
Pokemon
cards.
You know, on Wednesday, it's 2-for-1 Happy Meals if you really need it.
Oh, really?
I mean, I was going to go to, if the Naruto toys were at Burger King, I was going to go to Burger King, but...
Naruto.
I don't like Burger King. I don't know if I could sacrifice.
What's wrong with Burger King?
It's not that good, man.
I like their fries. I like the fries, but I'm with you. Like, it's
Whopper.
I
Whopper.
Only go for
Whoppers
it
are okay. I just, I don't know, man.
I think I get fries, but I'm with you. It wouldn't be my choice.
The only thing I really like there is the classic chicken sandwich, which is like the kind of sub style one.
Pretty decent chicken.
That's a good sandwich. That's
actually
good.
I think they have one of the better chicken sandwiches.
I agree
because the bun and like
it's good. Yeah, it's good. I don't.
You're like I like the bun.
I like the bun.
It's long.
Not so much the chicken, but the bun.
Well, it's the bun. It's long.
Apart, right?
Fills my mouth.
He likes it for the shape, not the actual content.
I like phallic objects. When I
looks
eat.
Like a cock, so I put it in my mouth.
And welcome to Circle of Jerks. I'm your host, the one and only Bobby D. And inserting phallic objects into their mouth from Burger King is Ryan and Steven.
Yummy!
Yeah. Yeah.
Cocks.
Basically.
Yeah, it's basically.
I think this might be our most like offensive episode ever.
We haven't even started yet. How do you know?
Because like, I just know what the subjects are and I just know we're probably going to get angry.
We are going to get angry or
we are. Yes.
Okay.
Oh God.
Because the world, it just seems to be offended by everything.
You think?
So I'm going to just start off with like the hot topic subject of the Sydney Sweeney, American Eagle ad facing backlashes because, you know, you can't make puns about good looking white women in their jeans without it being Nazi,
right?
Racist agenda that is American Eagle, the brand, out of nowhere. I saw this and I thought it was like the biggest fake thing. And I didn't understand like what puns were like what the pun was. I understood what they were trying for. And just because they chose a blonde haired, blue eyed bombshell, I guess, this
babe.
Day and age. And, you know, it automatically went to that agenda of what are we looking at here? This is racist. And in my head, I was just like, jeans, it's a play on words.
It's a play on words, and it has nothing to do with her hair color or her eye color. It has to do with her
Which
giant...
Which both can be fake.
Yeah. It has to do with her giant bosoms and figure.
I'm going
to
tell you guys right now, she could do just about anything.
Promote she can hail Hitler your dick?
Just about anything. She could promote anything, and I would eat her asshole after she took a shit. I don't give a fuck.
That's the next Hershey's Kiss.
What she promotes.
Sydney Sweeney's asshole.
I don't care if she's fucking Sieg Heilin all over the place, dude. Dude, she is so hot. It doesn't even, like, doesn't compute, dude. It doesn't even fucking make sense.
How do people see racial undertones in that? Like,
because of the blonde hair, blue eyes, white girl. That's why.
But what if this was the beginning of the ad campaign for American Eagle to where they had other races lined up, you know, and they just went with the number one kind of it girl.
They went with the it girl. And, you know, maybe to your point, Bobby, a better approach would have been to do a campaign where it wasn't just her and you had... who's another it girl right now?
But like,
Sabrina Carpenter.
Another blonde haired white girl.
Can we name non-Aryans, please?
Shit, my bad. Anna de Armas.
She's probably too old for this campaign and they're after, right?
Yeah, she's
after
mom jeans, bro.
Jenna Ortega, Ariana Grande, maybe.
How old is Anna de Armas?
She can't fit in jeans. She's
37.
Skinny.
That's not that old.
That's not that old.
For this campaign, I mean, they're looking at early mid-20s, right? So,
I guess.
But they could, to Bobby's point, they could have had like a lineup of women, but then it's like, come on, are you reading too much into
this? Yes, they are.
Like, Beyonce did a Levi ad. Nobody was just like, you know, like, oh my God, there's a black woman promoting Levi.
Well, I don't see. What is the, is there controversy?
No, but I'm just saying, like, in general, like, say, like, this was an American Eagle Beyonce instead of going to Levi, and she came over and was doing this. Would anybody say anything? And I think that's the problem I have with everything that goes on. It's just like every week, I don't know what I'm supposed to be offended by.
But how about nothing? How about nothing? How about don't fucking take on emotional baggage because you view the world through a fucked up skewed lens. How about just, I don't
know. Through my broken windshield.
Yeah. How about just mind your business, mind yourself, and fucking keep your own shit in order.
And also, like, American Eagle's probably firing off real well. I haven't thought about them in forever.
I thought they went out of business.
So did I.
I legitimately, like, one, haven't been an American Eagle in probably 10 years. Two, like, I didn't even know anything about this.
10?
Like, it might be 10. I don't know.
It's probably more.
But
like, when's the last time you actually bought a pair of jeans?
Like, last year, I think.
I bought them online, though.
No, I went to, like, but I didn't go to American Eagle.
I go to the Lucky Outlet.
Yeah, that's a good one. Lucky jeans are great.
That's what I did, Bob. Only I didn't go to the outlet. I just bought them off their website.
The thing is, like, one, I didn't even know this was a thing. And, like, two, I think what's wild to me is that we're just, like, I feel like people just find meaning in everything for no fucking reason other than to be offended by something. And, like, instead of just being like, oh, cool, and then just, like, not paying attention to it. Like, oh, my God, I have to go in here and fucking,
you don't have to react to everything in the world around you. Be selective and make it have actual real meaning, maybe.
It's just bullshit.
Isn't that the problem that we're running into here is that when everybody reacts to, like, we were making jokes about we're taking the power back. I was making joke. I will clarify this about taking the power back of the rapist, like, joking. And yeah, Steve, you can make the face all you want. But you know what I mean? Like, if people keep saying certain things over and over again, how do you know? It's like the boy who cried wolf or person who cried wolf in this day and age. Because why would, you know, I gender specific a story from 1920, whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's certain things that it's just like, okay, what about American Eagle? Like, did they just react because they saw the jeans thing? And again, there was probably some strategy meeting that they're like, I got the play on words. We find the hottest bitch out there and we put her in our jeans and we just say she has good jeans. And they're like, who do we get? And they probably had everything written on the board. And like you said, the Jenna Ortegas, the you know, anybody, like a throw out anybody. Miley Cyrus might be a good person. This might be a good person.
I don't even think there was much discussion, honestly. If Sabrina wasn't on the board, I bet you they probably had one name in mind. They knew exactly who it was.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, they're going to this. So, like, it is now... if you were to buy the Squatch soap with her fucking douche water,
sold out.
Are you now supporting racism because she has good genes?
Can I lick that soap? I was just curious.
It still tastes like soap. Wash your mouth out with soap. You're like, oh, I'm so hard.
Oh my God. You're like one hand on your dong. You're just like,
I wonder if it was
Mom, one. I'll keep cussing. Fuck you, bitch. What more of that Sydney Sweeney soap in your mouth?
Was it just one bathtub worth that
they, you know,
that,
it's three drops of water and everything is soap.
That's fine.
Well,
dude.
Yeah.
God, I hope a bunch. I would. Cooter juice. What a great word. Cooter juice.
At the end of the day, you can only control what you can control, which is how you respond to the world around you. Maybe start there.
Again, dude, it just doesn't make any sense to react over something like this that just doesn't need your time or place. Like, it's so fucking weird, man.
But like I said, it's just every week it's something different. Hold on, Steve. Been out.
Hold on.
Talk.
Talking.
There you go.
There we go. Can we just not enjoy beautiful breasts? Like, have we as a society?
No, that's sexist.
We're definitely not allowed to. And let me transition to this next thing that me and Michael had a conversation on, because we're talking about summer movies and where everything has been going.
Okay.
So there is a term out there called bubblegum misogyny. Have you guys ever heard of it?
No fucking clue. Lay it on us.
So bubblegum misogyny refers to people in this day and age going back to watch what we watched as teenagers in the early 20s. Okay. The American Pies, those type of movies that they go back and they look. The other terminology that they use for it is, hold on, I have to pull it up here on my phone. It is called, where the hell did it go? Problematic favorites.
Yeah, I saw this pop up the other day.
And you're just like, I don't understand, because me and Mike had that conversation about, like, I hope that, like, Naked Gun is the biggest movie ever, and it goes back to old school type things, to where you can just go to the movies and you can be shocked by something that is funny. You know, the Anna Nicole Smith wiener scene in Naked Gun 33 and the third, you know, even going back to, you know, fucking the pie and just random things that you're just like, oh shit.
I don't think it was the pie fucking when I read it, Bobby. It was the whole voyeurism of watching the exchange student character in the bedroom pleasuring herself, and then the things that follow.
I'm just saying in general. But they, you know, they talk about Can't Hardly Wait in the house parties and shit like that, and people like, people, I don't think, have those. Like, growing up, that was one of the things that I did every weekend. It was like, whose parents are out of town, and how do I get liquor? And if we can't get liquor, we're going to the desert, or we can't get a house, we're going to the desert with the liquor, and we're drinking out there. Yep. And there's going to be 40, 50 people. Like, those things really existed.
They did.
And so when we watched those movies, we're like, okay, that, like, you could see yourself in characters that were portrayed in it, whether it was the nerdy kids showing up to this, you know, the jocks that think they're better than everybody else, the hot girl that the nerd is trying to hit on, you know, those things actually happen. And now people look at it as some kind of weird thing. And I think it came up because Jennifer Love Hewitt is back in the spotlight for I Know What You Did Last Summer, you know, that movie coming back. And so they were asking her questions about it. And in my head, I was like, well, she's famous for being good looking and getting her start in acting for that. So, like, why would you think she's going to bash it as, like, you know, the day and age has changed? And I think that's what we get. We, like, I don't remember the last, like, Tropic Thunder is probably the last, like, oh my offensive, God, funny movie.
Yeah. I think the thing that's, like, that's weird. Steve's
thinking now.
The thing that's weird for me about the whole situation is, like, why are we going back and judging these movies? Like, who gives a fuck?
Well, dude? I think,
like,
as a product of the culture of that time, whether you're talking Times at Ridgemont High or Ferris Bueller's Day Off, or, you know, even the Breakfast Club, like, to Bobby's point, our generations, you know, that we're a part of kind of grew up on a certain culture and era of movie. And, and now that Bobby's talking about it, I'm looking at it and, like, look at the movies that are coming out now that are trying to, I don't even want to say capture that lightning in a bottle from the 80s and 90s of those types of movies that we grew up on. Everything now is so vanilla and so carefully washed of any kind of tabooism.
Racially
almost.
Diverse cast and, you know, random things that we can.
It's soft.
No, 100%.
It's just all soft. Like, you can't even tell a story that might resonate with a certain population or a segment, because it now needs to be speaking to everyone all the time. Yep. And the reality is, you're speaking to no one. You're really not going to capture any viewership and maybe not even get an ROI. Like, think, like, Knocked Up, Zach and Miri make a porno. Those are the most recent ones, to Bobby's point, you know, Tropic Thunder, right?
It's like super bad. Like,
super bad. You wouldn't make Super Bad today with all those dick drawings. Yeah. And that movie was less than what, 12, 14 years ago?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I just think that it, you go back and you watch these movies, and I don't give a fuck what it is. Like, for example, this is a great example.
18 years ago. You'll never get a super bad.
Like, let's say Billy Madison or Happy Gilmore.
Well, the second one's out, and apparently it's a giant turd.
It's a, here's the thing. I watched the movie. I liked it.
Okay.
The original is not a masterpiece.
No.
It's not fucking Schindler's List. Okay. It's not fucking Shawshank Redemption. Okay. It's not a masterpiece movie. It's a, I don't give a fuck. There's going to be funny jokes and stupid and turn your brain off and have fun. And I think the issue is that people are going back and watching these movies, going back and watching, like you said, The Breakfast Club or American Pie or whatever the fuck it is, and going, oh my God. Oh my God. This isn't inclusive. There's no trans character. Oh my God. There's no woman. There's no black woman in this movie or whatever. It's like, dude, we just made movies. You went to a movie and it had like offensive jokes. Well, oh my God, there's a white guy playing a black guy and it's funny as fuck.
Or black guys playing white guys.
It just doesn't
matter. White girls.
Yeah, white girls. Yeah. It doesn't matter, dude. It was just funny as shit.
Well,
like,
and I think that's what we get at when we see, like, you know, again, I'm not going to get into any of the political side of it, but like when they're talking about like Stephen Colbert getting canceled. Well, guess what? Like, I can tell you, I've seen Jimmy Fallon clips. I've seen Jimmy Kimmel clips about things that are funny. I don't remember the last time Stephen Colbert popped up as anything that has been remotely funny.
He's not funny.
And so things that aren't funny are getting canceled and people like jump on that bandwagon. But you say that, but you look at things like, 10 Things I Hate About You. You know, there's very like Shakespearean type stories that are the background of some of these teen movies that they like kind of loosely based the movies off of that you just don't see anymore. And people are going back and looking at the courting of a woman being offensive. Or like I said, you go to like a Can't Hardly Wait to where the hot girl's walking into the party. But guess what? Yeah. You have the guy that's trying to be something he's not in, like, Seth Green. Yeah. You have the nerdy guys. Yeah. You have the foreign exchange student. You have characters that I think everybody could have related to at that time in high school of like, okay, I could see somebody in that, and mm-hmm. you just don't have that anymore because everybody's trying to be perfect, like Steve said.
Yeah. And it's not even perfect. It's just you're trying to not offend any population in the hopes that if we don't offend anybody, then that's a guarantee for success, air quotes, right? ROI on my investment of making whatever media it is. And that's not a guarantee either. Because as we found, it doesn't even matter how vanilla you make something or how diverse
you make
something.
Somebody's going to want sprinkles.
Yeah, and somebody is still attacking whatever that thing is, right?
It could be. Okay, so let's go off on another one here. Ryan might know who this guy is. Do you know who Joey Swole is?
Yes, I know exactly who it is.
Yeah, do you know who Joey Swole is, Steven?
Nope.
Okay, so he's this guy on Instagram. He's a fitness influencer that gets tagged in all these videos, you know, where people are filming and they get mad at people or they start making fun of people in the gym. He's a huge fucking dude.
This guy's yoked.
Oh, I'm looking at it. Yeah, he's jacked.
He's yoked.
And his whole thing is you need to do better. You know, he tries to teach good things about gym culture. Hmm. Well, when Hogan died, again, that's another thing we can get into after this. Hulk Hogan once sent him like tights and a shirt for a Halloween costume. And he goes, you know, this guy was good and blah, blah, blah. And everybody started getting on him about Hogan being a racist and all this other shit. And he quickly did a response video. And instead of saying people of color, he said colored people. And then all of a sudden he's just like, you know what? I can't win. I try to do everything for to help out the internet and change the culture, but I can't win. So he quit the internet.
Yeah. He said, I'm done. I see it.
Yeah. And so, you know, you have these people that are like good at heart. Like, I remember when I first saw him, like, who's this fucking gym douche? And then you listen to him talk.
And he's not a douche at all.
And like, just about gym culture and how, you know, where you're, it's a safe space for people. You shouldn't make fun of it.
I've seen one video of him saying pretty much what you just said, Bobby. So, yeah.
So, like, I remember when I first saw the guy, too, I was like, man, this guy's an asshole. And then you, like, watch more and you're like, oh. He's actually here to like protect the person that's trying to be in the gym that has no idea what they're doing and like needs help and like, or the person that's like in the gym and doesn't know they're doing something wrong or whatever it is. But like, you're like, okay, this guy's cool in my book. Right. And he calling out people who think they're fucking better than other people for filming someone in the gym. Like the fact that he had to quit the internet.
Because do you know why he had to quit the internet? Because the internet started attacking his family.
Dude, get a
They
life.
Found his sister. They found stuff. And he's just like, you know what? I'm done with this. I don't need this.
What is wrong with people? Like,
for what?
Again, mind your business.
Get a that's life. What I don't get. It's like people are judged for like mistakes that they've made, you know, slip ups here and there. it's just like, I don't get what the hell is going on with this world. You know, there's things that we do that are probably offensive to people, like of the three of us in this room, because we do things in satire and comedy for reasons. And I just don't get when people are trying to do good, or, you know, you have a legacy, like say a Hulk Hogan, and all they remember is, hey, I don't want my daughter marrying any N-words unless they make $1 billion and they're 8 feet tall. You know, they remember something from 17, 18 years ago, not the fact that he mainstream wrestling. He did like all these other things. He's like getting remembered for a quote. And to watch people on the internet get on the videos and be like, yeah, we wish for an old racist to die. The devil took the wrong one. And you're just like, what the fuck, man? The guy's not even in the ground yet. It's like, you don't have to, you know, like anything that anybody does, but just don't fucking be rude.
Did you see that his own daughter, though, asked to be out of his will? I saw that today. Like, okay. Brooke Hogan, it was so... I guess their relationship must have fallen to pieces in recent years. Who knows? I forgot she even was a thing that existed. But
PR people, how do I get it? My dad died. How do I get it? Tell him you took yourself out of the will. Yeah, I'm not in the fucking will anymore. I don't want any of that racist money.
She asked to be removed. You know, it's funny. I wish we could go back to the 50s. When they
didn't have the internet.
No, when they put it, yes, when they put "In God We Trust" on our U.S. money, you know, the coins and dollars. Yeah. And what we should have done was gone back to when the coins were first minted, the very first coin in the country that was minted. You guys know what it said on there?
Shut the fuck up.
More or less, on one side it said "We are one," which is a good message. But more importantly, on the other side, it literally said, "Mind your business."
Oh, it really did?
It really did say, "Mind your business."
I love that.
I was making shit up.
Nope. 1787, and Benjamin Franklin had input into the design of
it. Mind your business.
Mind your business. We need to go back to that. And people, maybe if they saw it every fucking day, of course, we're going digital currency and money's going to disappear. But just goddamn people.
If every time you've scanned your debit card, it said, "Mind your business."
Mind your business.
No.
Mind your business.
Dude, I wish we would fucking go back to just minding our own business. It's
just so weird for, you know, people that have gotten some semblance of recognition from the internet to watch what the internet has become. You know, this platform has got us like our media credentials and, you know, the ability to go to screenings and get into cons and do all kinds of cool shit. Now it just seems like if you're not out there like claiming to be one side or the other or saying you're offended by something, like this is what it's turned into. It's just like, I realize I probably don't deserve to have my voice out there, but I have the microphone behind me. But I also have a duty to do what I think is right and try to be funny with it. I'm not out here trying to find the way to like get a buzzworthy thing. Let's be offensive. And, you know, you're talking to a dude who's had his family attacked on the internet, who's been attacked on the internet himself. Like, I didn't do anything. I made a stereotypical joke about Mexicans on a Blue Beetle show with a Filipino and a Mexican. Sorry that they laughed at it and you as a white man got offended by it and wanted to attack me on the internet. The person that attacked my, you know, Harley's mom and Harley on our review, you know, it's just like, you know what? Like, cool. Whatever makes you feel fucking better, go ahead. You're not going to bother me. But it just seems like that culture has grown like out of control to where
it's grown out of control because people aren't getting punched in the face. that's ultimately like, if you think about half the things that are said to you on the internet, like no one's going to say that to you to your face.
Well, you're right. But unfortunately, there is a certain section of leadership in recent years up to the top order of our very country, and then leaders of certain institutions that have financially backed those leaders that do and say whatever the fuck they want. It's opened the door to make it okay. We've lost all decorum.
But it's been like that for 10 years now. People get the keyboard in front of them.
Yes.
And they just fucking run their mouth. When in person, you wouldn't run your mouth.
People are still running their mouth in person.
I know plenty of people that have said things to me on the internet that I guarantee if I was standing in their face, they wouldn't fucking say it to me. And that's what's happened over there is no maybe. It's 100% true. These people are 150 pounds soaking wet in a paper bag, and they're not going to say that to a guy that's fucking twice their size.
Well, maybe they're soaking wet in Sydney's bathwater.
I am.
And then you'd fuck them?
No. Oh, I'd fuck Sydney. Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. In her bathwater and then drink it. While I'm fucking,
I'd fuck her in her bathwater and I'd come, and then you'd wash your fucking body with my cum and her water.
Yes. Yeah. You know, it's like, what's that saying? You know, you're in her DMs, I'm in her shower using her expensive shampoo as body wash.
I've never heard that.
I've never heard that.
A Maybelline commercial?
It should be. It'd be great. Ryan, I just think the problem is that people get behind the computer. It's been happening for years. They get behind the computer. They think they can say whatever the fuck they want, and then they take it too far. There's a difference in playful like banter on the internet and attacking someone's livelihood and their yeah, family.
But
and
that's
shit,
just like, that the latter is what's become the norm. And I won't say it's socially acceptable, but the general consensus seems to be that it's okay to do those things. And it's not. We've lost all decorum as a society, as a species.
But it's so weird. It's not that I would understand, but it seems to be both sides of the fence here.
I agree.
Like you said, you know, we have a president that's telling fucking press the fuck off.
Yeah, but how many presidents in the last 15 years have wanted to say that to the press?
No, like, I'm not saying that. But then you also have like the protesters on the left that go ahead and ruin like interviews with people because they don't want messages getting out.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just so weird to see that we're such like an internal struggle to battle each other that like there is no kindness. There's no decency in the world.
That's my point, Bobby. And to your point, Ryan, when you're the most powerful person in the world that can influence so much of the world for better or worse, you have a duty. You have a duty to act better than. You may want to tell somebody to fuck off, but it's incumbent on you to not do that.
There's a
tactful way to say that without being so abrasive.
But we're also going into almost two decades of non-presidential presidents.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
That the distinguished president is dead at this point.
It's a decay. It's a decay of society.
You know, and you know, we're getting into this era of, you know, like I think it was Trey Parker was just like, you know, the left jumped on the whole like South Park is one of us like bandwagon because of them putting Trump fucking Satan, and Trey Parker goes, We ain't them. We're our own thing. We will go after.
Did you know that China and Japan are different countries? Really?
Dude, they've gone after everybody.
But it's just funny how, like, you know, the right attached themselves to Joe Rogan because he done the, like, you know, because of the president thing. And now you see Joe Rogan getting attacked in books and stuff by the left because they're saying that he didn't give Kamala Harris a chance. And
he tried.
And he's like, I tried. They wanted rules. They wanted me to do this. They wanted this. They wanted this. And I tried to give them the same. He's like, he goes, I wanted to release the Kamala and the Trump thing at the same exact time so people could make an educated decision, and they didn't want to do it. And now they're attacking Rogan. And then, like I said, everybody attached Rogan to the right. And you're like, that's not what he is. Like, he was also the dude that was like taking horse tranquilizer to get rid of COVID, you know, type of scenario. So like, I this is what I just don't get. It's just like they find whatever the buzz is and they attach to it. They're fucking leeches. Like, everybody's a goddamn leech these days. Mm-hmm. You know, Sydney Sweeney's a racist. Okay, we're going to go after American Eagle now. Sydney Sweeney's like, I just, they put my big titties in some jeans.
She's just milking whatever
I would like
she. I know you would.
She's milking these juggies.
She's milking her moment, and she
should. I wish she'd milk me.
Yeah. Fucking make mad stacks while you can.
Yeah, because them things are going to drop, and you're going to get a bad surgery, and everyone's going
to
hate you.
Yep, and then her back's going to start hurting more, and it's over.
You'll be there to rub it, though.
I would.
Who did we see? This is random topic, but What was the classic Hollywood star we saw at Comic-Con in WonderCon, Ryan?
Tara Reid?
No. Old school. Like red hair.
Is
it Sophia Loren or something? It was,
I don't remember. No.
It was. And it was somebody like old school. Like Ryan remembers. And she walked
Cindy by. Crawford?
No.
Redhead.
I'd remember it.
She was a redhead?
Yeah. Anyway, but I just remember thinking like, oh, she's kind of old, but I think I'd still fuck her just because I could say I fucked this girl and then show like a picture of her from the 40s or 50s.
Was she that old? I don't remember who it was, though.
Was it the doctor chick from Star Trek?
No.
No.
No, it was somebody that I didn't expect at Comic-Con.
Now that's going to bug me, dude. I will say this, Comic-Con this past week.
It was Sophia Loren.
Oh, was it?
Like, yeah, about 15 years ago, we saw her.
Really?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Anyway.
Oh yeah. I think you're. Yeah.
Oh
you're right.
My goodness.
Yeah.
We're not looking at the picture now to where she looks like she lost the diamond on the Titanic.
Yeah, that's the one I'm looking
she
at.
She threw the fucking thing overboard. Yeah. So I saw. So there's two that I saw recently. So Tara Reid, I saw at.
Did she smell like cigarettes?
Dude, she looked like cigarettes. Like, and then the one that threw me off, dude, is. Like this past weekend or weekend at Comic-Con, one of my friends got a signing with Felicia Day. And like, you know, 10 years ago, Felicia Day was cute as shit, right? Like super cute, super like fun dude. She like walked up and I was like, yo, that's Felicia Day. Like she...
Well, you know, she's a mom now. Give her a break, man.
I cut her a little slack, but like the one thing that threw me off, she walks up with her mask on and I'm just like, oh.
Mask probably protruded with that nose.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, there is you are walking around with a lot of people get the
yeah, dude. So hold on, that's a whole nother tangent. Hold on. Okay, first of all, if you're that afraid about getting germs and shit, don't go to Comic-Con.
No, I just don't want con crud.
Yeah, like, but it's gonna happen.
We've all had it. It's horrible.
It sucks, but it's gonna happen. Like, I haven't gotten it yet, so we'll see if I get it. Uh-huh. But I did also take vitamin C before I left, so
that's fine. One.
I took a whole one.
One.
I shit you not. Okay, there was a guy. I saw this guy. It reminded me of the mask. I saw this dude, probably 285, 300. Okay, pushing his 400-pound wife. 400-pound wife had two masks on, stacked on top of each other.
Ew, was it because it was so wide she couldn't get?
Maybe she needed two because her face was so big. But homie that was
the only
pushing
way to
her,
stop her from eating.
Homie had I looked it up, a $790 3M recirculating mask on that covered his entire head. Right. The whole thing, like there's a fucking yes, he looked like Darth Vader, dude. Yeah,
the full on PPE,
full on fucking thing. But what killed me about the whole thing was okay, Darth Vader.
I took him off to eat a churro.
What was really hilarious about the whole thing is back here, like on the back portion of his neck, it was wide open. Like I could have stuck it's sealed all the way except behind his fucking like
because of his head shape.
Yeah, well, because he was shapes, and I was like. Cool. So you spent $800 on this fucking recirculating fucking PPE mask like you're in a fucking goddamn clean room and walking around Comic-Con where it looks like you might have a heart attack because you're already 300 pounds. But, you know, good thing you have your recirculating mask on. The thing that kills me, this is what I don't understand. Masks are fine. Like, I get it. I understand the whole idea behind it.
Yeah, you're a Japanese citizen now. Yes, you'll see
it
a lot. Get it.
Yes, it's true. I will. What I don't understand is you're one at a event that has so many people that if you're so fucking scared about getting sick or whatever, then why the fuck are you there in the first place? Two, your first concern shouldn't probably be your mask. It should be that
diabetes.
Your fucking left foot's going to need to be amputated because you're fat as fuck. Okay. I hate to say that.
Was it this guy?
Yes.
You found him?
That is exactly what he had on.
It's a 3M.
Oh, I thought you found the dude, not the mask.
That would be hilarious. It's called the 3M.
Steve's like 700-pound man in mask.
No, it's called a 3M Versaflow TR-300N Plus. It's a heavy-duty.
Heavy-duty, and he just thought it was a weight thing.
He got super
Gentlemen,
excited.
Take a wild guess how much that fucking mask cost.
$1,000.
$1,800.
Okay, so $1,800. I was off.
I mean, it looks like something they wore in that movie Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman.
It looks where you jump, like you see the people jump off the ship. You're like, I don't know if this air is clean.
Like, dude, I don't understand, man. Like, why are you fucking, like, that's what you're wearing? That, like, you're so scared about germs.
Could have got a lap band cheaper.
Why the fuck? Dude, you could have got one of those things that shakes and you stand on. Like, bro, I just don't get it.
$1,800 is a shit ton of Ozempic.
Dude, that's a ton of Ozempic. Bro, like, you are fat. You can barely walk. Like, your knees are probably screaming right now.
I wear this mask so I can't eat anymore. It's my diet plan.
It's an air purifying respirator system designed for a demanding industrial environment.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Comic-Con, industrial environment.
Just in case the asbestos falls from the roof on his head.
Dude, I saw so many people, like, double masking and shit. I'm like, dude, why are you here? If you're that scared about it, why are you here? This is not the place to be.
But again, it's just one of those things. That's up to them at that point, you know, right?
So like, weird,
it's,
man.
Just, I
Well, I mean, if he was, according to the listing here, the ideal applications are for grinding, sawing, and concrete work.
Well, so if by grinding,
it was pepper mill.
He was pushing his fat ass wife looking at comic books. So yeah, he was totally grinding.
Yeah,
he was grinding.
Well,
pushing
and, hold on. You just nailed it. The ideal industries are manufacturing, construction, heavy metal, and transportation. He was transporting.
He was transporting a whale.
Oh my God!
I don't even care anymore, man. I think I'm at the point where, like, dude, I just don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. I don't care anymore. There's no filter anymore. I just don't give a fuck anymore.
He had a filter.
He did. He had probably four of them in that thing.
He hadn't replaced it in 6 years.
Yeah. He bought that when it first came out. He needs to replace the filters. It's probably
no filter in it.
He's got COVID just stuck in it.
Jesus. Yeah. The cheapest I can find it for is $1,800.
That's fucking crazy. I thought it was $800, $900.
I mean, it would have been cool if he would have turned it into like a Bane stole mask. It.
He wouldn't catch you.
Oh, I could have stole that thing off his face and been long gone. He'd have never known.
What if he did and he started like suffocating like Arnold?
What if it was his Bane mask? Yeah.
Oh,
and
yes.
You cut it off and he just like lost all his shape.
He's like, oh, it would be extremely painful for me.
For me.
The gravy come out instead.
Gravy?
Gravy.
It keeps me alive.
I eat the gravy like a younger man.
Yeah, did you see gravy floating in the mask?
That would be awesome. He's got like fruit punch in there.
Like the Kool-Aid.
I have to keep my calories up.
You think Kool-Aid is younger. Like, it's fucking weird, dude. I just the whole time I'm walking around, I'm just like, what are these people doing, man? And then I saw that.
I was
just
born in sugar.
I did not have diabetes until I was an older man. It's just weird, man. I don't know. It threw me off. I was going to take a photo, but it was too quick.
What about Jessica Chobot? Did you see her?
I wish.
Is she still a thing that
I don't know.
Exists?
I don't know if she's still, because G4 came back, didn't it?
I don't know.
So at Comic-Con, are the con girls still there? Or is that like a dead thing now because of OnlyFans?
Jessica Chobot's 48 years old.
Get the hell out of town.
We're old as fuck now, man.
Lies.
Gotta be realized G4 is like 25 years old.
Holy.
Remember, it's died, been resurrected, and died again.
She is 48.
God damn. So yes and no. I mean, like, there are still like a bunch of like, you know, con girls, I guess.
Because like, would Jessica go anymore now that she makes like $1 million a month on like OnlyFans?
Probably not. I mean, like, I did see some people that I like knew, but like,
but they were, did they have a table?
No. I didn't see any tables.
The only place that exists still, I think, is the smaller ones like Fan Fusion.
Oh, you mean the ones where they invite local cosplayers because, you know, everyone wants to go to, you know, Fuga
Fantasy.
Come to
my booth and I'll sign.
Oh my gosh, it's so-and-so. It's going to be, oh my gosh, man. She's
going to
get Polaroids
with my favorite local com artist.
She's going to charge me
$10. Hopefully they get off of Circle K in time.
That's exactly what it is, dude. It's like, we'd like to present so-and-so local seamstress is going to be have a booth. And it's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to Fan Fusion for someone I could fuck. Like, why? I don't care.
But they're not
going
to. Come on, Ryan. They offered you a booth.
I actually never got offered a booth. I'm kind of
upset. You know what, man? She's 48. She looks fine.
She doesn't look bad. I just didn't know she was 48.
He looks amazing.
You got to realize, Ryan.
I know.
You're getting closer.
I know. What happens this year? I get it.
Wait, what happens this year?
He goes to Japan.
Well, that, but also, too, I turned 40, so.
Oh, you're fucked. It's all downhill, son.
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
No, it is. You're already past middle age, so.
I don't give a fuck. No. 40 is middle
age. Past middle age?
Yeah, 35 is middle age, son.
No, people 35. Live to 80, my dude.
No, 35 is middle age.
No, it's not.
And that's assuming you make it to 70.
That's.
Like, I don't know if that's how that works.
That is how it works. We've been fed a bill of goods, man.
Is this Steve math?
This is no, Steve math.
What is the middle age?
We've been fed a bill of goods, Bobby, by the society in which we live in here in America.
What happened to, like, 40 is the new 20?
No. And here's why I'm not wrong. Can I articulate why I'm not wrong?
No, because the dictionary says here's the thing. 45 the to 65.
We're going off the internet, which we just disputed for 40 minutes.
It's because we've been fed a lie that if you work real hard your whole life, Ryan, and you save up, then you'll get to retire at 65.
Okay.
Okay. Now they want to raise it to 67 because Social Security.
Oh my God, 2 years.
Yeah. So they've convinced you to slavishly work away through all of your good years, which you're about to lose as you turn 40. In the hopes
you're
that
you're gonna lose
might
your last good year, you only have 3 months left.
I'm coming, Elizabeth.
No,
it's a big one.
No!
By the time you hit 65 or 67,
dude, he's going to Japan.
I'm moving
he's
to
live
Japan.
To 110 now. Yeah.
Okay, the damage is done.
The American can't be undone.
I don't understand what he's talking about.
You will.
Hey, Ryan, when did we start getting heavily tattooed? That's probably our midlife crisis.
Not until I was in my 33. Yeah, well, here's what I don't understand. I don't know. Look, man, I don't know how you feel. I'm sorry that maybe you feel like you're going to die at 70, but I'm not. First of all, I'm moving to Japan.
I'm looking at the statistics of reality, and you're over there in cartoon land.
Okay, where the fuck are you looking at statistics of reality? Where are you going on? Oh, he's going to go on the internet. Here we go.
You want to know what the average lifespan of a male in the United States is?
Well, I don't live in the United States as of
shut
October.
Shut the fuck up.
You didn't know that there's a de-aging process when you get off the plane.
As soon as you got the plane, you already. I'm gonna de-age 10 years.
Yeah.
And then I sit on a Japanese toilet and it sucks.
If you hit 78,
sucks the life out of you.
If you hit 78, you're gonna be lucky.
Well, you still haven't given us the average age.
Yeah. So. What's
78 is if you're lucky. That's the life expectancy. I misspoke. It's 75.8.
And what in America or in the world?
In the U.S., it's 75.8 if you're lucky. So you're 40. Yeah, I'm telling you, you're past middle age.
It's 85 in Japan. So
you're not Japanese. You have not been living the Japanese lifestyle.
He has. Have you seen his Yakuza tattoos?
You're fucking. You're wrong as shit. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Look, just because you drive the cars that you drive and you have the tattoos that you have.
As soon as I started getting tattooed and driving the wrong side of the car.
It de-aged me.
And because you go to Shabu Shibi, whatever the fuck, twice a week.
Fucking cultural appropriation over here.
Yeah.
Dude, look, first of all.
Soon enough, Ryan's going to be allowed in Japanese restaurants with his Japanese girlfriend.
Yeah,
and
exactly. And you got, yeah, well, maybe. We'll see.
They're
going
to kick his ass out in no time.
Did you ever hear that story, Steve?
No,
did I ever tell you that? So Jack and I. So in Japan, obviously karaoke is a big thing, right? And they have the big chike.
Tell you the age.
Yeah, you can
singing.
Stay with me.
Singing like an Asian though.
Yeah. Stay with me. My own okada.
Oh, they're gonna revoke your visa so fucking fast.
you come to karaoke. You do very well.
You're out.
Well, boy band?
I can do Vietnamese. That's not Japan.
You're not going to Vietnam.
No, but I can make fun of Vietnamese because Japanese people look down on every other Asian race, so I can make fun of Chinese
that
people.
Was the accent you were doing.
Yeah, I do. Your nail, big boy. I come from Vietnam.
So you're gonna move from white America being a racist to go to Japan to be a racist?
Yeah, whatever. At least it's accepted over there. It's acceptable. You know, I can get away with saying
there's classism over there. It's okay.
It's just fine. You know, they're worse racism towards other Asian people than I am. You should see my girlfriend. She's like, I remember where we were. I'll get to the karaoke in a second. It's like we were somewhere, and she's like. She starts shaking her head and squinting. I'm like, what? She's like,
she started squinting.
She's like, fucking Chinese people. And I was like, whoa.
Whoa, kettle.
Right. She's like, what? And I'm like, that's kind of racist. She's like, it's okay. We're Japanese. We're better than everyone else. I was like, okay, fair. All right. So Anyway, so in Japan, there are chain karaoke places like Joy Joy and a couple other places,
like
right?
McDonald's?
Yeah, kind of for karaoke. And pretty much.
I mean, can I get a Happy Meal with a Coke and a side of NSYNC?
Can I get Bye 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 by NSYNC and a Chew High, please? That would be great.
Hi, Chew.
It's Chew High, actually. It's a drink.
Bless you both.
Google, yeah, Chew. So there's also like smaller bars, which are more like locally run by like, you know, it's a local Yakuza. Bar, right? Yakuza, yeah. And so we find this one.
You have pinky, no come in.
Oh, you have all finger. You not come in here. So we find one. We're like, oh, let's go there. It has good reviews. So we go there and like, it's in like
good
a building.
Reviews to let white people in.
Jackie goes in first, right? It's kind of like a door, right? She goes in. And I'm like,
kind of like a door.
Kind of like a door. It's like a swing out door. It's like
jump in a window. It's kind of like a door.
So,
so the we door, snuck in.
I'm like maybe 5-6 feet behind her. So she walks in, and I can hear the bartender, you know, like speaking Japanese. I'm not gonna, like, you know, like, you know, konnichiwa, you know, basically whatever. And that's what it sounds like. And so like, you know, she's asking like, you know, hey, where do you want to sit? Blah 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 blah. And then I open the door and walk in. Right.
No.
And as soon as the bartender, she told Jackie in Japanese, hey, we have plenty of places. Sit down wherever you want.
Uh-huh.
As soon as I walked in the door, no, we full.
No. Like,
and I was like, what? And Jackie's like, what do you mean? And she like in Japanese, and she's like, oh no, we're full. We have reservations. And they're like, you guys got to go.
And Ryan had to go drink at the colored water fountain.
So it begins.
Yeah. So I'm already used to it. Like it was, I laughed because I thought it was funny. I think it's funny because what
back in the
just
bus
start singing, you're like, you'll never stop me. Watch.
So it's like,
you'll never take my voice away.
So there are bars in certain areas that say Japanese only, like in English, like Japanese only. You can't come in here unless you're Japanese.
You so like, get eye surgery.
Oh,
yeah, or just start walking in like that.
Oh, did you know that China and Japan are different countries? You know, like,
oh my God.
What's really funny about the whole thing though, is I think it's hilarious. Like I walk in and they're like, no. And I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. Like I leave because there's for every one bar that's like that, there's 10 that are
worse.
No,
10 that'll just jerk me right off.
There are 10 that will be like, oh, it's fine. You know, like whatever. But It this one made me laugh because it was timed so perfectly that I could hear what was going on. And
you could hear the disdain in the voice of the bartender.
It was fine when she walked in. Yes. It was not fine. Because
Jackie is half Japanese, half American. So she looks just Japanese enough. And she starts speaking Japanese. They're like, oh, Japanese. You know,
if
right,
we
whatever.
Took your head off, you look just Japanese enough. Yeah. Small wiener, lots of tattoos.
Yeah.
I don't. I think he's onto something.
So yeah, so it was. I just laughed.
They don't call it gender reassignment surgery in Japan. They call it making you Japanese, make your penis smaller.
Well, there was a song about it. You know, I think I'm turning Japanese. I think that's the song. It's true.
Yeah, it's 100%. About masturbation. That's what the song's about.
Is it?
You didn't know that?
I actually didn't know that.
That when you come, you close your eyes.
I don't come like this.
You're closing.
Oh, am I coming so big? Take this cum shot in face.
I open my eyes as big as I can to see if they'll pop out of my head.
Oh, big boy, I do your nail. Come here, big boy.
I open my eyes as big as I can so I can get moisturizer.
To me, I think it's funny. I laugh because it's like, dude, it is one of the most racist countries towards other Asian cultures.
Well, and I knew that, and the same holds true for China as well. Yeah. They're equally mega racist, and India as well. Look, you can't go to most countries and not find racism.
Yeah.
Period.
Thank you. Come
and
again.
The more concentrated a certain type of population it is, the more it's going to be.
One of the things I saw is there's a, especially like through the Yokosuka area, because the military base is there, so there's a lot of white, you know, or black, like basically Americans running through there. And there's a Japanese nationalist group that drives around in like trucks with like loudspeakers on them.
Mm-hmm.
And we were walking through an area and they like the loudspeakers going and they're like, you know, yelling out their rhetoric or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Jackie, what are they saying? And she's like, it's
order number two.
You order egg roll. They were basically saying, like, you know, Japanese first. We don't need, you know, outside military help. Like, you know, get rid of, you know, certain people, like get rid of Muslims. Like they're yelling it over.
So instead of wearing like white hoods, do they wear those big Raiden hats?
That would be sick though.
Just fucking,
I'd be like, whoa, look at all the like Raidens.
Mortal Kombat characters.
Yeah. Dude, that would be dope. I would, dude, I'd jump
you
on the
join
bandwagon.
If you got to wear a Raiden
hat. Yeah. Can I be Scorpion? Can I? Hello? No.
So when I was in Germany, that happened. When the wall fell.
But it was more like Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil.
No. When the wall fell, they didn't want Americans there. And then when we went to war, I was kicked out of, like, I wasn't kicked out of school, but we weren't allowed to go to school for almost 2 months because there was protest to where they said, like, you know, in German, it said Americans kill anything that move, like, in front of the schools. And when I went back, there was tanks and armored cars surrounding all the windows of the school.
Holy shit.
Because, you know, I lived in the American sector of Germany. And it didn't, like, there was, like, no, it's like going to Chinatown, you know, where you drive in, going to Guadalupe
like,
here.
It's like that in Japan.
You know, to where they have American sectors of the thing, and they know it. And they came and protested when Desert Storm happened way back in the day, you know, and we like I said, we weren't allowed to go to school. I want to say it was, like, a month or two. And then we had curfew to where we had to be back inside the barracks by 6 o'clock. Every day because they didn't want Americans wandering around Berlin.
Well, I mean, I get it, man. You know, the German people were upset. We smoked their ass in World War II, you know? It's like, I get it, man.
And then we eventually freed them.
Yeah, WW2, man. Back-to-back World War champs, bro.
Ironic, isn't it, that during Bobby's tenure there, they went back to curfews and having people that weren't native be inside by a certain time. Did you have to wear a funny little patch too?
Yeah, did it have like an emblem? Is a
That's
six?
When
side.
I got my first tattoo.
Is six-sided star? Or?
No, I got my first tattoo though.
Oh, was it numbers?
Weird numbers. Yeah, it's covered up.
Well, did they try to get you on a train? I'm just curious.
I took trains everywhere. They were free for Americans. It was weird.
We are going to Dachau. Good luck.
At least I was like my parents taught me not to get in showers with strange people, so I was fine.
Don't worry, American man. We are going to Auschwitz. It's a good place.
I think that's sound advice wherever you're at in the world. Don't get into showers with strange people. Right?
Yeah. I mean,
that's good advice.
Yeah, it is. Speaking of executions.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I'm the best fucking
mass
transition.
Mass executions or just executions?
No, execution. Tennessee death row inmate can be expected to execute it without deactivating his implant defibrillator. So they were going to put this guy under, kill this man.
Mm-hmm.
But they were worried about the defibrillator keep restarting his heart.
Can you imagine, like, you're in there to watch this guy die? He, like, killed your sister. And they're like, all right, we're going to put the, you know, we're going to put the drugs in him now. And then, like, the lethal injection. And he's like, okay. And the doctor walks in and they're like, all right, he is pronounced dead. And he's like,
you know what, though? So wait a minute.
He just
jolts back to
life.
It wasn't a pacemaker. They make a defibrillator that will actually restart your heart.
Yeah, that's one of the things for my heart they've talked about like I go into AFib and stuff that like shock my heart and bring it back.
You know, there's
Triple H has a defibrillator from WWE. That's why he can't wrestle anymore. Because if he gets hit in it, it'll fucking short circuit.
So how are they trying to kill this guy?
Lethal injection in Tennessee.
Oh, you know how you solve this problem?
Firing squad.
That's one way. I don't know why.
He's a black man. Watch what you say.
I don't know why in this day. Oh, Jesus.
What?
I was like,
burning cross.
I feel like we overthink all of this and we're like, oh, well, we got to do it in a humane way. And then there's people like, oh, we shouldn't do it at all. The best way, to your point, firing squad is pretty good. It's tried and true, right? For the most part. Yeah. But the surefire way that's always been foolproof.
Set them on fire.
Fucking guillotines. Why are we not bringing back guillotines?
Because people are so sick, they'd want to watch that shit like back in the
old
days.
Goddamn right.
I would. Watch it. What are you talking about? It was called Faces of Death, and those things would be rented out at all the, like.
Dude, talk about making money. What if the government, like.
Just put it on TV.
You know what? Just fucking make the Purge a real thing.
You wouldn't pay $20 for Karate Kid, but you watch a guy get guillotined.
Hell yeah. How much is that? 40? Sign me up.
I mean, they should
be having a pay-per-view tonight. Execution.
What did he do? Oh, he raped somebody? Fuck, chop that motherfucker's head off, dude.
Yeah, or his dick. Put his dick in there.
A dick in a guillotine?
Yeah. I don't understand. We're so soft as a fucking society. Dude, just chop their fucking head off. It's real quick. They won't feel anything.
That's true.
Gone.
Head.
And then take their head and put it on fucking Spike.
On Pike.
Yeah.
Okay, Impaler.
That's how you put a warning out there.
So where do you put that? Do you put that like the border between the United States and Mexico?
Right next to Ned Stark.
No. It's like Arlington National Cemetery, but different.
But where? Where do you put that?
Just anywhere.
Anywhere.
Just anywhere. South Dakota.
Every state should have
heads on pikes.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Every state.
In Colorado, it's called Pike's Peak.
What I don't understand is why, like, the death penalty takes so long. Like, if you're condemned to death, why does it take like 20 years for you to finally die?
Because
like,
we got to milk the system of taxpayer dollars to pay for their incarceration. That's why it's a fucking money maker. And the jail system's
privatized in most states. They get paid.
They get paid. That whole alligator Alcatraz, it costs us $150,000 a head to keep those people down there. $150,000 a head.
Dude, just off them.
Wait, you're assuming they're guilty. To go hang out in jail?
Yeah, can I
like just get paid that then?
Yeah.
If you join ICE, and they'll forgive your student loans, and you get a signing bonus.
I've already paid my student loans.
Well, fuck you, I guess. Back pay?
Yeah, I don't have any of those either.
You get back shots. You go to Alligator Alcatraz.
Is there any hotties in there?
And no Sydney Sweeneys.
Damn.
There are some dudes named Sydney, though.
Spot. That's a different one. Yeah, that's a different place. Yeah. The death penalty thing is so weird to me because, like, I feel like, personally, I feel like whatever crime they committed to get the death penalty is how they should die.
Huh.
Mm. So what's like, that? You read? Like,
nice to meet you. What do you do? Well, I'm the state rapist.
Yeah. See.
So what if? I like where you're going with this. So someone. Manslaughter.
Could run on this and probably get elected.
Somebody gets driving under the influence and unintentionally mows somebody over in a crosswalk and it's manslaughter.
Okay.
Under your new rules.
He's not getting the death penalty for that, though.
No. He should. Let's just put him up against a brick wall.
He survives. Darwinism at its finest.
No, so the guy gets hit by a car, he dies, but the driver who was under the influence hit the person, goes to prison. Under your rule, which follow me here, I'm following you.
Yeah.
We just tie that guy to a brick wall and then smash a fucking Ram truck right into him.
Sponsored by Dodge.
Dodge
truck killing America.
The thing is, though, it for example,
just that guy's, into crash death
that guy's not getting the in real life. That guy's not getting the death penalty for that crime. Okay,
maybe not manslaughter, but
like a serial killer who goes and binds people and chops their skin off with a knife. Okay, he's getting the death penalty.
With knife skin, yeah. I get it, yeah. And if you rape children, you should be raped by
children. By children.
All right, so we know you haven't had sex yet, so here's your first time.
Wow.
Make it rough.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. That's a little dark.
That's way dark.
Holy shit.
Or maybe you just let the kids.
I was going with the ideas. Uh-huh. I thought this was like we're spitballing.
Or you just let kids line up and jam Tonka trucks at their ass. Not the small ones either. The fucking sideways. Giant ones.
Jesus. Just a talking truck right up the anus.
Again, somebody who could run off of this and probably get elected.
Yeah, elect us. Elect Sign the three of us. Yeah. We could split
We could run
it.
As three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What can I be in charge of?
Tonka trucks.
Instead of three branches, well, you still have three branches of government, but we just split the presidency by
into three branches.
Yeah.
So okay. So
I just want to split the presidency by like three like
inches.
to where like I have January through.
That's
like,
what I was gonna say. We split the year
quarters,
up
and quarters.
Yeah.
First quarter, second quarter, third quarter.
Well, no, we each get 4 months.
Fourth quarter's free.
Fourth quarter, we work together.
Okay. Yeah, I like this.
Yeah.
This is
a great idea.
Then it's less work.
Yeah. Then I could, for the other,
well,
like.
Also, we're spread out to, like, be able to, like, have our own ideas. Yeah. And
go play golf.
Yeah.
Yeah. We each get a quarter, and then we split the holidays. We all come together. And
I'll take the Lincoln.
Most of the time, it's closed in December anyways.
Right. I'll take the Lincoln bedroom. I can crash in there. You know, I don't need the big bedroom. Right? And then we just chill.
I don't know if any of them are big. It was built in the 1800s.
There's a lot of rooms in there, though.
There are, but it's not very big.
Oh, I don't
personally, know. Personally, like everybody leaves on the weekends.
I ain't never been there, so.
Well, I'm just going off of why every president has somewhere else they go all the time.
Well, that's because they're lazy.
Because they're lazy, or it's just not cool.
Or it's the hardest job on the planet.
Is it?
I feel like it is.
I feel like giving blowjobs is probably the hardest.
Well, there's hard things
only
in your
one
mouth.
Way to find out, Steve.
Run for president.
Run for president and start sucking dick.
In the Oval Office. Do the reverse of Monica Lewinsky. The president's giving the blowjob.
Every foreign dignitary that comes through there, you're blowing them.
He's meeting with the president of Ukraine today.
I love your foreign policy.
Everybody gets a blowjob that comes to the White House. That's why it's called the White House.
Oh.
Oh, I now have your DNA on file, sir.
Just spit it into a cup. Save that for later.
Anyway, all right, I think we're done for the day. We've went off the fucking rails. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.